Really, after those two double plays that the Reds made, one created by Indy and the other created by the rule book, how difficult was that to put those aside and still come back from those?
Yeah, you know what? I tell you what, that's just we just fought our tails off tonight. That was just a will to win, you know, not that we don't have it every night, but get down and 4-0. And said Indy made a really nice play on double play ball. And then, you know, the unconventional double play ball by the rule book, which is technically right, but definitely new school baseball. And just fought, scratched, called, and found a way to win a baseball game. Guys, and team win, a lot of contribution from everybody.
Well, there wasn't much impeding by Bader of Guerrero on that slide, even though the slide was off. Is that letter of the law type thing where they had to go by that?
Letter of the law, you know, it's by definition. They got it right. You know, I'm all about safety. I'm all about making sure player health takes place. But I'm also all about, you know, playing the game with some, you know, old school, get after it, you know, break up a double play. Wasn't even really any contact. But by letter of the law, they nailed it. I have no issue with the umpires or replay because they got it right.
How did you enjoy seeing your three late relievers reel off four scoreless innings, kind of like they've done a lot of the season there?
Yeah, they've been fantastic. You know what? And Cabby was tremendous. You know, if you're going to come back in a game, somebody's going to stop the bleeding. And Miles initially stopped it, to his credit. And then Cabby went in there and grabbed a clean sixth, clean seventh. Alex took down the top of the order in the eighth. And Gio brought it home. His guys were fantastic. All of them worked ahead, controlled counts. Cabby with a great fastball. Alex mixed in some really, really dirty changeups, as did Gio. Those three guys were tremendous for us again.
Have you seen two replays challenges that worked out, one for each team, that were so beneficial? Like they took a run off the board on one of yours and you got an infield hit to set up a two-run inning.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, it was big. You know, Tower with a swinging bunt, two strikes, busted down the line, didn't take anything for granted. Banger, but, you know, clearly safe, and replay gave us back some love, and we know what happened. And then, you know, Nolan with the big triple, two-strike triple to after that. And, you know, Dylan found some space in center field. I hope Naquin's okay, you know, to tie it. I thought Dylan had some good at-bats tonight. You know, obviously Polly with somebody I'm sure will bring it up. But, man, that was great down four, and Polly punched right back with that solo homer. Got us back in it. You know, I was on the scoreboard also mentally too.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Like when Nolan had a very similar homer to this one tonight during the home opener, you talked a lot about how he moving your guys' needles, how his needles being moving. How much is just his attitude towards his production? And I talked last night about how he's disappointed, but still the production he's doing, how much has he just his passion and his attitude, I guess, moved the needle throughout the course of the season?
I love the drive. Love the heart. I love the I'm gonna expect to get it done myself. I'm going to figure it out. If I don't, I'm going to, you know, always pray he's not too hard on himself, you know, because he cares so much, works so hard. He wants it really, really badly. And he's all in, you know. But it's a great trait to want those opportunities, and another great trait when you feel like you didn't have your best game to be able to come back and not try to do too much and just bear down. And he was locked in as always. And, you know, like I said, a big two-strike triple and then, you know, punish the hanging slider. Big swing.
Miles was telling us it's almost inspiring just to play alongside him. Miles is a guy who's been around a little bit longer. He's a little bit older. How much does that just speak to Nolan that guys who are older than him are still learning from him, and he's kind of radiating to every sort of corner of your clubhouse right now?
Yeah, I mean, guys, you're better players, guys like Nolan and Goldie and Yachty and Waino and guys of that ilk and stature, they're going to radiate one way or the other. You know, they're going to, you know, their light's going to shine, and they're going to have residual value to the guys around them. And, you know, it's good to have guys that respond to his level of intensity in their own way.
Thank you.
Ben Schaefer, KMLB.
Sorry about that. Mike, you alluded to it a little earlier, but how important was that from Paul DeYoung to be able to immediately do something that can show a little life from the offense and give you guys the confidence that you were going to come back in this game?
Yeah, I love the term, the word fight. You know, he went back and, I mean, look, it's a baseball game. It's not a fight, but it's, you're fighting, going at each other's competition, man. You know, they score, and Paul came in and was like, all right, bam, right back, you know, and loved it. The next thing you know, 4-1, and Harrison gets his base hit down the line and, gets over to third. And Eddie, Miles gets him over, and Eddie, got him in. And, next thing's 4-2, and here we go. And then Miles goes out with 2 shutout innings. But your question about Paul, that was a big stroke.
For him personally, can that be something that kind of jumpstarts him?
I don't think there's any question. Absolutely.
Katie Wood, Athletic.
Mike, less than 24 hours ago, Nolan was talking to us about how he felt like he didn't really know how to describe what was going on with the offensive performance because he didn't feel like he was doing a very good job. And then it almost seems like that moment in the eighth was scripted for him. Do you feel like Nolan, that moment evidently was scripted for him?
It does feel like that. There's some romance in our game for sure, and that's the beautiful thing about it. It has an opportunity to show up and create magic. And, it was on display tonight.
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Zach. Like Miles says, he feels like he's kind of nearing a point where he really feels entrenched and comfortable. Is tonight, besides those two homers, is that kind of the same sort of that you saw from him tonight?
Same deal, same gig. Really sharp first two innings, a few breaking balls that looked like they got some plate and they put some swings on them. But to his credit, stuff was good. 5 fastball, went out and took down the 4th and 5th. Those were huge innings, man, to keep it right there because we did push back. So, got a little help with the defense. Nolan, we talked about, made another nice play in the first on Castellanos' ball, and Harrison made a really nice play on Vado's ball in the third. So, but I definitely feel like Miles, we've talked about it amongst us. I've talked about it, with Miles. More Miles goes, the more he gets out there, the better he's going to be. And Miles has got a chance to really, really be a big part of what we're going to do down at the end of this thing.
Zach.